When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's talk some college football for a few minutes with my good friend, Will Ortner. Will, did you know Marv Levy was still with, be honest, did you know Marv Levy was still with us?
Who's Marv Levy? Marv Levy?
Yeah, he is. The old Bills coach. Apparently he's still around, so how about that? What about Biff Pogge? You know anything about Biff Pogge?
Well, isn't that the old Charlotte coach who wore all the horrible, horrible cutoffs?
Yeah, that's the guy that Michigan named him as the interim head coach. So we'll see if he wears the cutoffs on the sidelines for Michigan. After the first couple of weeks, just big picture, who do you think, based on their actual play, has been the most impressive team? Not what we thought in the preseason, but based on what they've actually done, who's been the best college football team?
Oh, look, I might be a little bit biased, but I love my Duckies. I think what they were able to do to Oklahoma State and basically end Gundy's career, basically at this point we know that he will not be the coach at Oklahoma State next year. I think that's pretty darn impressive, although you can say they haven't really done anything. USF might be the team. They go at home and they beat a Boise State team that made the playoff last year. Florida was everybody's darling, myself included. I was falling for the DJ Lagway hype, and frankly, he's underwhelmed for me, honestly. And for them to go into the swamp and go out and beat them, I think that USF has to be a team you have a conversation for. I mean, shoot, Florida State beat a team by 100. Mm. And they called the dogs off at the end of the first quarter. So I named three teams there as kind of a cheat way of saying there's a lot of good teams still playing college football. And I've been impressed with probably about four or five of them.
What's the opposite of that? And feel free to cheat again with a couple of different teams. Who's been the most disappointing? Clemson's looked terrible. I mean, yeah, they ended up pulling off that game against Troy, but they lost week one at the crib. They were down at halftime. Let's just start there. What the hell's going on? I thought they were going to win the national championship.
I've never been more disappointed in a team that wasn't a team I rooted for than this Clemson team. I told everyone and their mother they were going to win the title. I said that Cade Klubnik was the next version of a great Clemson quarterback. He was going to join the likes of Lawrence and Watson, as someone that we talked about as a great quarterback in Dabo Sweeney's history. Dabo Sweeney finally went into the portal and grabbed good wide receivers. The offensive line is supposed to be strong. The defense is supposed to be nasty. The D-line is unbelievable again. And then when you watch this team offensively, they can't run the football. Cade Klubnik looks like he's taken two gigantic steps back. The D-line is great, but I wouldn't say that the rest of the defense is fantastic. I think that LSU, they showed me something week one, and they're a better team than I had given them credit for. But now I'm almost thinking, hey, maybe that is the same LSU team that we thought. And this Clemson team is just two steps down on the rung more than we believed. I remember last year when USC beat LSU and it was like, oh, USC's back. They had a neutral site game and they beat LSU. And then, you get a month and a half into the year and that USC team is the same USC team that you thought they would be, and they were kind of a letdown because we thought LSU was something greater than they were, and we found out that both USC and LSU last year were mid. Now I'm wondering, are we finding out that both Clemson and LSU are mid teams again, or is it maybe LSU slightly a step better and Clemson really isn't the title contender that we thought they might be?
Speaking of USC, former Trojan quarterback Caleb Williams going at it right now on Monday Night Football. He's 6 for 6 on their opening drive with 51 yards as the Bears have worked their way into the red zone against the Vikings on their opening drive. We'll keep you updated on that. Speaking of quarterback play, Will Ortner, Arch Manning, he looked okay. Obviously, he's got high expectations for himself. He's got the last name. He's got the Heisman favorite, at least the beginning of the year, and the number one ranking. It looks to me, and I'm far from a body language expert, that he feels the pressure. Is that what you're saying? Like, it looks like he understands how big this is.
Yeah, I also wonder, and I hate to be the guy who's doing it, but you see all the videos where he's grimacing. Like, is he hurt? Is this a Quinn Ewers situation like last year where Quinn came back because he was worried about losing his job to Arch Manning and he didn't let his core heal? And then you could tell anytime he tried to throw the ball with any zip on it, or if he tried to throw the ball deep, he just couldn't get through it because of how bad his core looked. Arch has looked like, I don't want to say he's looked awful because that's not fair, but he hasn't looked like what the Arch Manning we all expected. And every single time I go on Twitter now, there's a new video dissecting, well, what's hurt? Is it his shoulder? Is it his AC joint? Is it a labrum? Is it the way he throws? Why is he mechanically off? And I'm wondering, is he hurt? Or is this maybe the Arch Manning that we're going to get? A kid that's a fine college quarterback, but maybe he's getting too much love and too much hype because of the last name on the back of the jersey.
I definitely think it's more the latter. Now, I'm not saying that you're wrong, that he's not maybe not a little bit dinged up or even more hurt than he's leading on to. The Bears, by the way, on the board, early touchdown up 6-0 on the Vikings. But I think Arch Manning definitely had way too much hype because of his last name, because it's Texas, all those different things, that there's no way that anybody's going to be able to live up to it. And now that we've seen him struggle for the first couple of weeks, that just adds more pressure. I'm not saying down the line he's not going to turn into the bill of goods that we were sold, but through 2 weeks, my eyes don't lie to me, bro. I got LASIK. I got 20/20. And my eyes tell me he's not the guy that he was supposed to be, at least not right now. There are some good games on the college schedule coming up this Saturday. Let's start with number 6, Georgia, at number 18, Tennessee. A huge matchup in the SEC. Is Georgia still Georgia, and is it time for Tennessee to take the next step?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, it's all going to depend on Joey Aguilar. Like, how good is this kid? We saw some flashes against Syracuse, but then we saw Syracuse barely beat a UConn team. So how good is that Syracuse defense? And how good is Joey Aguilar actually? I mean, remember last year, I was a big Nico Imaliava guy singing his praises after what he does to NC State.
He stinks.
He looks like he's not good. He's not good at football. I've been against him the last 2 weeks, and I've come away with money. So when I look at this Joey Aguilar situation. Is he feasting on lower competition and so he looks good? What are we going to see when we look at this Georgia team? In my eyes, I don't think this is the strongest Georgia team that we've ever seen, but it's Georgia. At this point, you just kind of have to give them the benefit of the doubt that I don't think Tennessee has quite earned yet. I think if I'm leaning anyway, I'm going to lean towards Kirby Smart and Georgia, but we're going to truly know just how good this Tennessee team is and specifically just how good Joey Aguilar is. If Joey Aguilar is going to go out there and be, I don't know, a top five quarterback in the SEC, Tennessee might win this ball game, and then we have to talk about Tennessee in a completely different light.
How we talk about South Florida, they were unranked. They were huge underdogs in their first couple of games. They go into the swamp. They beat Florida. We spent so much time talking about Florida State's good again. Last week we thought Florida was the U, and now here we go. South Florida undefeated in the polls, ranked number 18, playing number 5, Miami. Can the Bulls pull off the upset against the Canes?
I don't think so, the way that Miami team is built and the way Carson Beck is playing, but the way that this USF team has played this year, I'm not going to tell them no. If you would have told me, hey, Will, they're going to go in and score 18 points against Florida in the Swamp, I would have told you they lost by 30 in that game. I just didn't buy into this USF team. I felt like, you know, Boise, they got a little bit of extra credit last year because of the success, and so this year, hey, they're a top 25 team. They're really not that. And then not only does USF pounce on them and just trounce them, then you go into the Swamp, you beat Florida. Here's the thing. After this Miami game, there's no one on that schedule that scares me. I think we have to seriously start talking about South Florida as the group of five team that gets into the playoff. Because after Miami, there is no one on that schedule. Not even the University of North Texas, the Mean Green, my new neighbors in Denton. Not even them are worrying me right now with the rest of this schedule. So whether they beat Miami or not, if they can keep it within two or three scores, USF might be a team that we're talking about being in the playoff at the very end of the year.
He is Will Ortner. He is joining us live from Dallas right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Another ranked game coming up this weekend, Notre Dame versus A&M. That game's in South Bend. If I'm a better, that's one of those games, Will, just who's the home team?
Right. In my eyes, what's funny about it, though, is I don't know that I trust Texas A&M. Like, have you looked at a score and been like, wow, Texas A&M really dominated them? Wow,
not for
I
years.
Really trust Marcel
not for
Reed.
A decade.
No, well, and what's their calling card? Their calling card is supposed to be, well, they're a good defense because they've got Mike Elko. Their defense hasn't looked good. It hasn't looked strong. Now, I don't know that I love the spread as I'm pulling it up right now, but you're telling me I get a Notre Dame team that's had 2 weeks to prepare, a Notre Dame team that knows if they lose this game at home, they're not going to make it into the playoffs. Playoffs are completely gone for them. And I'm getting a Texas A&M team that, frankly, I don't buy into. I think Notre Dame wins this game. I wouldn't be shocked if Notre Dame wins it by 10 points.
Will, before I let you go, how about that Sunday night football game, man? Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen, Buffalo and Baltimore. Was that an AFC championship preview we saw last night?
If it wasn't, then you saw the AFC championship preview on Friday night. That was awesome between your Kansas City Chiefs and the LA Chargers.
Herbert,
Mahomes going back and forth. Look, I'm not here to poke the bear. I'm not here to twist the knife in your wound. It was a great game. I just think you have four teams in the AFC right now. If Justin Herbert's going to play that way, Cincinnati will figure it out. I just don't trust their defense. I think you got four legit teams in the AFC that are Super Bowl contenders. When you look in the NFC, I might have been wrong about Green Bay after their thumping of Detroit, but in my eyes, there might be two teams that I think can win the Super Bowl in the NFC. I think we're going to have an AFC title winner again, and I think there's four teams. And honestly, at this point, just flip a coin.
I assume the two are Green Bay and Philadelphia in the NFC?
Those are my two. I thought Green Bay looked unbelievable, and I am okay eating crow on Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons did make a big difference on that defense. To have a sack in your first game when you've only been in a town for, what, 7 days, 6 days, and to come out and play like that, he's only going to get better. I'll eat crow on that one. I was wrong.
Yeah, you deserve it. And I love how much we make out of 1 week of football. This is going to change the world, and it's 1 week. Will, you're the best, man. Appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having me on. You're a beast.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.